All I can say is thank God for Amber Heard. Thank God for Amber Heard. 20 years before the I don't know, 20 years before the internet, I was talking about it, and how, you know, the sugar and spice and everything nice is the upside down, crosswise, twisted lie from the get-go back in Garden of Genesis 3. Sugar and spice and everything nice, till we saw Amber Heard show up on the scene, and we realized we believed a lie for 2,000 years, and I didn't believe it, because I believe my Bible, and I know what it says in Genesis 3. And I know about manipulation and witchcraft and sorcery and flipping reality and virtue signaling. See, here's the problem with most people who want outward show. It's all about outward show, image. The reason I left the corporate plantation is because it was all outward show. It was all fake. But no matter where you go, still that fake. Because it's built into the heart of man. Who dropped us down into sin? Eve. Do you think that game is still being played today? Yeah. Does that hurt your feelings? I don't care. I don't care. It's a fractal holographic reality. What happened in Genesis 3 is happening now. Can I get an amen? I got a sister in Christ on here. She would say amen. What's happening in Genesis 3 is happening now. It's happening every day. Not only is it happening outside of you, but it's happening inside of you. I don't care if it's a man or a woman, you have the flesh versus the spirit, and you've got to die daily. You've got to keep short accounts. You got to die daily. You got to have some kind of authority in your life. If you don't have authority in your life, you're going down a rabbit hole of delusions. If you don't have authority in your life, I'm talking about a boss or a parent or a husband, something. Yeah, God's the ultimate authority. And yeah, a leader is not perfect. The man in the home's not perfect. The boss on the job's not perfect. The government's not perfect for the corporations. Nobody's perfect. No system's perfect down here. That's why you need authority. And God can work in the king's heart. David, a man after God's own heart. Yeah, he and Bathsheba had a baby together. God took the baby and judged him. Nathan the prophet spoke to his face, said, "You're the man. You're the man, David. You are the man, David, Adam, Eve, John, Lisa, Richard, Susie. You are the man. You are the woman. It's your sin that stinks to the high heaven. It's your sin that makes God want to throw up. Richard, Patricia, Carol, John, Joshua, whoever it is. Your virtue signaling. I told this story a long time ago. Maybe 10 years ago, and I've said it a few times. Let me say it again. So I got married to somebody who was in church, supposedly a missionary, said they never sinned, said they were always saved, and they got saved when they were 5 years old, and they are not a sinner. And you marry that kind of person who's religious but lost, and it's always the other person. It's the Amber Heard syndrome. It's always the other person. They can act stupid, crazy, try to provoke you and all this stuff. And then when they go to church, they put on their little makeup fake face and fake reality and their fake clothes, and they put on their fancy clothes and their makeup and their smile, but deep down their heart ain't right because they never got born again. And they have no power. They don't know what submission is. It's always virtue signaling. It's always look at me. It's always outward show. It's not real love. It's fake love. They wouldn't know how to witness to a soul to get them saved. They might know the words, but they don't care about souls. And so, like I said, I told this story 20 years ago. I needed to go to the doctor or something. She said, drive yourself. And we wasn't even arguing. We wasn't even fighting. And I'm not a fighter anyway. I don't fight with anybody. I just tell the truth. And it makes people so mad they can't hardly stand it. But a week later, so I said, come on. I'm either driving myself to the doctor, you're right. So I had to finally convince her to drive me to the doctor. But next week she found some mutt on the side of the road, and she took that mutt to the vet. She spent money on that mutt, and then she abandoned the mutt, and I had to give it to my sister. So she cared more about a little dog, abandoned dog, than taking her own husband to the doctor. A human. People, I watch it across the street. I watch it in my daily activities. There's a lot of people. Okay, so there's three ladies living together across the street because they ran the man off. They ran the son off who's mowing the yard. They ran all the men off because the men ain't going to put up with their stupidity and their drama and their insanity. So now it's three of them living there, a little dog. And they're out there saying, why can't I find a man? Why can't I find a man? Because they don't want to submit. They want to be their own god or goddess. They want to be their own goddess and do their own thing. And so, you know, they're probably about, one of them's about 60, the other one's about 50, and the other one's about 30, 25, 30. And so the older ones are teaching the other ones, men are evil. Authority is evil. You can be your own goddess. You can do your own thing. Let's just watch TikTok. Let's just watch TV. Let's just get drunk. Let's sit here and have a pity party and talk about how evil men are. And they're in that little house by themselves. They don't know how to fix nothing. They don't have no help. They have to manipulate their grandson now because one of them ran the husband off. He don't even come back anymore. And I think he was drunk anyway, so I don't blame him for that. But why'd they get involved with the drunk anyway? From the get-go. What happened to the dad of that guy? Where the mom and the dad, what happened to him? I'm sorry to be hard on y'all, but I'm telling you. I already see the fractal. I see the future. I know your future. You can look at your future. Just look out in front of you. Look across the street. Look at the situation that's going on in front of you and find the situation that's you, and you'll see what's going on. It's obvious. And then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Those three women living together, they're supporting each other's lies, supporting each other's pity party, supporting each other's thing, just like Amber Heard. Johnny Depp is evil. Well, he probably is, but you are too. Why don't you want to submit? Why are you running around with Elon Musk and everybody else? Why'd you marry the guy if he's evil? Why are you running around with all these other dudes and calling him evil, trying to take him to court, trying to destroy him when you're just as evil or worse? Why are you trying to destroy somebody else and try to make them into a copy of you? Why are you trying to not look in the mirror but make everybody else look in the mirror? Why you got one finger pointing out and three pointing back, but you don't look at the three pointing back? Why do you think you're spiritual when everything about you is carnal and natural? What do you mean by that? There's a natural person who's lost. There's a carnal Christian who might as well be lost. They're doing the same thing as the natural unsaved. They hang out with the unsaved. They only know that they only hang out and associate and talk to the unsaved because they know if they talk to a spiritual Christian, they're going to get convicted of sin. And they run because they don't want to change because they love their sin. They love their delusion. They love their fake reality bubble. So those three ladies, they're going to keep supporting each other and self-fulfilling prophecy. Men are evil. My dog loves me. Men don't love me. My dog gives me unconditional love. But the dog can't talk back. The dog can't tell them how what they're doing is so ridiculous that they're going to stay in their bubble and they're never going to grow because they don't want to be rebuked. The Bible says, to reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering and patience. But if you set up a reality bubble that you can't be rebuked, you can't be admonished, you can't be told that, hey, what you're doing is stupid, you're going to destroy yourself, you're going to kill yourself, spirit, soul, and body. You're over there drinking yourself to death, you're over there partying, throwing a fit, and you're 59 years old. I think she's probably 59. She might be 60. She's over there acting like she's 18. But she got her little flying monkeys to keep her and support her. One, I guess, a daughter and then a granddaughter. So they're all supporting their little pity party, fake reality bubble, and they're all creating a pattern. So the younger swan, she's got a baby, so that baby's going to be just like the grandmother, and it's just going to keep continuing, and they're going to blame everybody else. Men are evil, the society's evil, but you can't rebuke them, you can't help them. They're hellbound sinners. They're not going to change. They don't want rebuke. They think rebuke is evil. They think if somebody calls you out on something, you think, oh, they hate me. No, they love you. Your best friend is the one to call you out on something. If I don't call you out on your stupidity, I'm your enemy because you're destroying yourself. If somebody's destroying themselves and you just let them go, is that your friend or is that your enemy? Let me say it again because I know you're blinded by sin. You can't even hear half the stuff I say. If you're destroying yourself, and other people stand around and let you destroy yourself, do they love you? No. If you're destroying yourself and somebody's calling you out on your junk, do they love you? Yes. But does it hurt? Yes. Okay. Let's finish it right there because I'm going to go get me a sandwich and think about my next message because it'd probably be worse than this.